To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo comes from Dave Bawn Photography. They captured this shot of Temptation Sailing returning from one of their Twilight cruises from the vantage point of Glen Elg Jetty in South Australia late last summer. And Temptation Sailing tempts its potential patrons with cruises along the Adelaide coastline or with the chance to swim with wild dolphins for those who are a little more adventurous. So if going down under and swimming with dolphins are on your bucket list, this is a temptation that will only cost you time and money, but could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. When it comes to temptation, I would offer the following friendly advice. If your temptation is to get over your fears and trepidations about trying something new or doing something you always wanted to do that doesn't go against the moral principles presented in God's Word, I would say to go for it. The biggest regrets in life usually involve the things that we don't do. Of course, as someone who has given into all types of temptations that were contrary to common sense as well as the Word of God, I feel I can give you some solid advice when I tell you not to give into temptations that are born out of selfish desires with no thoughts of the consequences. I have faced various negative consequences from some of the choices I have made, and I can tell you that giving into the temptations that I knew were wrong was never worth the pain and suffering that I caused other people and to myself. Possible criminal charges, physical pain, mental anguish, financial losses, relationship problems, and just plain old guilt and shame are what lies behind the things that you want to do, but that you know are wrong. Ask me how I know. So live your life in a way that goes past the limitations that fear and the opinions of men may keep you from trying, but stay inside the boundaries that the Lord wrote upon your hearts. If you have lived a morally upstanding life, don't regret staying out of the darkness. It turns out you never regret doing the right thing, or at least you shouldn't. Take it from someone who has suffered from living life selfishly. The scars are nothing to be proud of, and the damage is more than skin deep. But the good news is that Jesus Christ is the healer. He can not only take your pain, shame, and guilt away, he can heal your broken heart and lead you out of the darkness of your former self into a new life that you always wanted to live but never thought you could. Our wrong choices may have made us feel like we have killed a part of who we were and that there is no way to get our innocence back. Instead of bringing that old person back to life with all their problems, Christ gives you the opportunity to live a new life. Resurrection Sunday is coming. You can be part of it like never before by answering Jesus' call to come forth and live. This morning's meditation verse is Romans 3:28. From the Christian Counselor's New Testament, it says, "We have come to the conclusion that a person is justified by faith without works of the law." Just to show that that verse isn't, you know, crazy, you know, from the Christian Counselor's New Testament, I also have the New King James Version that says, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law." So, you know, it's not a big stretch in a translation there. I just sort of like the way the Christian Counselor's New Testament puts it, is we have come to the conclusion that a person is justified by faith without works of the law. You know, today's verse speaks of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truly good news that we are not justified by the works of the law. Justified means to be declared righteous by God. This verse tells us that we are not declared righteous by our works, we are declared righteous by faith. With Holy Week upon us, I'm sure several people in the body of Christ without this basic understanding of the gospel will be beating themselves up on Good Friday because Jesus died for their sins, and they may even cry because of his suffering on their behalf. They may decide that they must pay Jesus back by living a good life and doing their best not to sin so they can be worthy of salvation. While I think repentance and changing the way to live because of our faith is exactly what we should do, I would caution everyone that we don't earn our salvation through our efforts. We never could. It is our faith that justifies us, not our works. So thank Jesus for the work he did on the cross for us by putting your faith in him as Lord and Savior. after you do that, you become spiritually alive and have the ability to live the Christian life. Accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior gives us new life. We do it by faith. You don't have to earn it. He gives salvation as a gift. So stop trying to earn what the Lord wants to freely give you. He also frees you from the power of sin, as well as the power of death. We get a life eternal, but we get new life. That means that you can say no to sin. The key to victory is believing you have received it the moment you put your faith in Jesus. If you believe that you are free from your sins, you will be free. Christ gives you the power to overcome by faith in him, meaning that if you believe he has done that for you, you can live it out. Dr. Neil Anderson points out in several of his books that the statements from Romans 6, 1 through 11, that basically say that we have died to sin and are alive to God, are true about our condition as believers in Christ. We don't have to do anything to live that way other than to believe it. So stretch your faith to go beyond your belief in your salvation. Believe that Christ has sanctified you the same way he saved you, by faith. If you truly believe that Christ has given you a new life, you can live it through the power of your faith. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. June Hunt's Alcohol and Drug Abuse, Breaking Free and Staying Free. Today, we're sharing the steps to solution. There's basically a key verse to memorize as she presents, and also a key passage to read. And as it turns out, we have also 10 truths about temptations. So it's not just temptation sailing on the website today. Go to mtforchrist.org, and you'll be able to read all about that. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.